Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2. David says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me." Now, I'm going to stop and just going to pull our challenge from these two verses today. And I want you to notice what David is saying here. He says, we are to fight our battles, but in God's power. Look closely at what he says. "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in he, and in he in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me." David is saying, look, I fight, but it's God who does the actual fighting for me and through me. We aren't to simply just sit back and see how things are going to work out, but we're to stand firm against the enemy. And folks, as I'm about to share with you scripturally, standing firm is fighting. You hold on to Jesus in faith, and as Jesus fights with you and for you, you will experience the victory, but it's his victory, yet we are the ones that he expects to step forward and move in faith. Let's just start with Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Listen to what it says. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and authorities and against the cosmic powers over this present darkness and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, that making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." So we stand in the power of God with our faith in God, with our trust in his word, but we're also fighting. And how you fight is you stand firm. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Listen to verses 6 through 8 and what Paul says there. He says, "For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all that have loved his appearing." Back in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16, he tells Timothy, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." He says, "I charge you in the presence of Christ Jesus, and who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion." Folks, listen closely to these scriptures as we put them all together. How we fight is we stand firm in the faith. We stand firm in the truth. We hold on to what God has said. We don't believe the lies of the enemy. We don't fall prey to depression and discouragement when he comes and he makes us anxious or worried or afraid. We hold on to the Lord. We believe that what he has said, and we stand firm. And when we stand firm in faith in God, the devil flees. We submit ourselves, therefore, to him. So how do we fight? We hold on to what he said. We don't get weary in the battle. We get strength from God himself. I hope that's what's happening in your life. I hope to be used of God on a regular basis in this radio program and other ways to be an encouragement to you, to come alongside of you and say, remember what he has promised. Hold on to what he has said. His word is true. Keep fighting. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.